What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Six deaths from COVID-19 and 1,714 new infections have been reported in the last 24 hours. This is according to the Ministry of Health on Tuesday afternoon. In its epidemiological report, the ministry highlighted that they update four deaths from previous days, so the accumulated number of deaths has risen to 7,970. 12,815 tests were applied, and this returns a positivity of 13.3%. Active cases continue to decline. For this Tuesday, 17,596 active cases are reported, of which 17,209 are in home isolation and 387 are hospitalised. Of those in isolation, they're divided into 17,121 at home and 88 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 329 patients in the wards and 58 in the intensive care units. As of this February the 16th, the Deputy Minister Yvette Berriot will be in charge of the Ministry of Health. This is due to the head of the ministry, Luis Francisco Sucre. He's going to travel abroad to undergo a medical evaluation. This was reported on Tuesday by the Ministry of Health in a statement in which it was explained that Sucre will undergo a medical procedure, although what type was not specified, nor was it indicated where Sucre would travel or how long he will be absent. With Berriot as the minister in charge, the current Secretary General of the Ministry of Health, Jose Barruco, will serve as Deputy Minister in charge. After Sucre completes the recovery period indicated by the doctors, he will return to his usual work at the ministry. Sucre has been a minister since the 24th of June of 2020, when he replaced Rosario Turner. The Ministry of Health has asked the Public Ministry to investigate whether the medical legal group for the resistance has committed a crime defined in the Code of Criminal Procedure. According to the Ministry of Health, that group has offered statements in the media and social networks urging the Panamanian population not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a statement from the entity, it was recalled that this request has as its legal basis number 1 of article number 83 of the Code of the Criminal Procedure. The ministry pointed out that through digital mechanisms it has learned that a tiny number of people, self-styled medical legal group for the resistance, have made misinforming statements and urging the community not to get vaccinated. For this reason, it has proceeded with the application of administrative sanctions for violations of health regulations to members of the group. At the request of the public ministry, a USB device was attached containing the videos allegedly broadcast by the group. According to the latest reports from the National Migration Service, so far in 2022, some 6,000 migrants have crossed the Darien border from Colombia. The immigration authorities have highlighted that the passage of travellers across the border between Colombia and Panama has dropped significantly compared to the records of 2021. The Director of Migration, Samiria Gozain, highlighted that the migrants are entering Panamanian territory through the Darien region of Jaque. This represents a change of route, since in previous years they travelled through the area of Bajo Chiquito. In a statement from the Migration Service, it is specified that the statistics indicate that this year more Venezuelan citizens are entering. In 2021, a greater number from Haiti were registered. In January of this year, Migration registered the passage of some 4,442 migrants, of which 644 were minors. Most of these travellers have the United States as their main destination. The entity's information details that this year 10 people have been apprehended by the International Alert System. These people are related to cases of homicide and fraud, among others. Last year, 134,000 irregular migrants crossed the Darien border. Despite the fact that more than 10 days have passed since Judge Baluisa Martinez sent the request to the Electoral Court to lift the electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli in the process for alleged money laundering, known as the New Business Case, this procedure has not yet been finalised. Tribunal Electoral sources indicated that the Electoral Administrative Court has not been able to notify the president of realising goals. The process of lifting the electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli in the money laundering case known as New Business is stalled since the Electoral Court has not been able to notify the request. Sources from the Electoral Court confirmed that the notification, which must be made in person, has not been finalised, despite the fact that since last February the 3rd, the third judge who adjudicated criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez, sent the request of the removal of Martinelli's legal prerogative. Roneliel Ortiz from Martinelli's legal team confirmed that his client has not been notified of Judge Martinez's request and that they are prepared to present arguments against the request. Ortiz assured that Judge Martinez failed to comply with due process since the request should have been made before the start of the preliminary hearing. The former president, founder of Realising Goals, has enjoyed electoral criminal jurisdiction since the 28th of January as a result of the internal elections to choose the secretaries of women and youth of the party. Given this fact, Judge Martinez has to suspend the preliminary hearing for Martinelli, who is accused of allegedly committing the crime of money laundering through the acquisition of Editora Panama America, known as EPASA, for which the company New Business would have been used, which allegedly received contributions from funds delivered to companies to which the state assigned infrastructure contracts. Law 247 of October the 22nd of 2021, which reformed the Electoral Code, made changes to the procedure to lift the electoral criminal jurisdiction. The process begins in an administrative electoral court, an office that must personally notify the registered party. This has 2 business days from the notification to issue its considerations. The court has 2 days to resolve the issue and then issue the edict with the resolution. The affected party has 2 business days to appeal before the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral. The plenary, in turn, has 8 business days to resolve the appeal. It must be remembered that due to Martinelli's jurisdiction, Judge Martinez set the date to resume the hearing on the 19th of May and July the 4th as an alternate date. In the session of this Tuesday, the 15th of February, the Municipal Council of Panama approved calling the tender for the construction of the new seafood market, which will be located in Caledonia. The proposal was not on the agenda and was included at the beginning of the session, along with other projects. In addition, the majority of the representatives agreed to approve the projects en bloc. The approval of authorising the mayoral administration to call a tender was given with a vote of 24 votes in favour and 2 against. Representatives Guillermo Bermudez from Don Bosco and Ricardo Dominguez from Bella Vista voted against. It was presented as a mere inclusion. In the end, it was voted en bloc. Nothing could even be exposed, said Bermudez after the session, adding that they have not had access to the project document. Usually these projects are presented 2 weeks before, and they are sent to the councillors so that they can see the municipal agreements that are going to be presented. The new seafood market project, which is an initiative of the mayor of Panama City, José Luis Fábrega, will cost approximately between $40 and $50 million. The construction of this project has generated controversy after it became known that the citizen consultation to continue with the initiative was held on the 11th of November, and this was with 22 residents of the Caledonia Corrimiento. Bermudez said he did not understand how this work was going on after learning of the reduction in the investment budget of the municipality of Panama of about $30 million from the decentralized funds. He argued that with this it is necessary to reconfigure the budget of the municipality for Panama. For the first quarter of 2022, the start of operations of Terminal 2 of the Tocumen International Airport is being evaluated. This was revealed on Tuesday by the company Tocumen SAR, which clarified that all the authorities involved in the sector also participate in the process. According to Tokuman SAR, despite the breach of the contractor CNO SAR in the total delivery of the work, most of the facilities are suitable for passenger use. Raful Arab, general manager of Tokuman SA, explained that the opening of Terminal 2 is a complex process, which is not limited to opening doors and boarding bridges. Arab recalled that in this process of starting operations, the activation of communication systems, equipment and personnel for procedures related to passengers and baggage must be taken into account. Terminal 2 has 116,000 square metres and 20 boarding gates, which will allow the air terminal to process up to 20 million passengers annually. Construction began in 2013 and should have been delivered in 2017. From March 11th to the 12th, El Ohaldathron 2022 will be held in the Omar Park Amphitheatre with the aim of distributing 8,000 ohaldras to children in public primary schools. Rachel Paul, chef and executive director of the El Payón project, explained that more than 300 volunteers will participate in the event, including chefs, cooks and those who will be in charge of assembling the bags of food and distributing them. Paul recalled that the idea is to bring a full snack to the students at public schools on Friday, the 11th of March. The chef explained that the snack will include the ohaldras that will be made during the Ohaldathron at Omar Park. This is the third event organised now by the Pylon Project. In previous editions, the largest patacón and the sancocho in Panama have been made also for charity. Paul indicated that the impact of the two previous activities included the distribution of more than 7,000 plates of food. She added that the goal of this third event is to distribute more than 8,000 plates of food. On Saturday, March the 12th, we will open to the public for people to donate school supplies and receive a ohaldra cooked in Omar Park, she said. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.